Welcome to the Issue Is podcast. I'm Alex Michelson. This week, a break from the typical politics that we cover for a deeper dive episode that feels a lot more like a documentary. A few months ago, we traveled to Homeboy Industries to profile Father Greg Boyle, who recently won the Presidential Medal of Freedom, our country's top honor. He has been one of the most extraordinary Southern Californians and Americans for four decades. He's been transforming the lives of ex-convicts, of gang-affiliated folks, of people with drug addictions, getting them educated, getting them jobs, giving them jobs, and making them productive members of society and really working to heal their souls. He's extraordinary. And it was really remarkable to be able to go to Homeboy in the morning and be there for their morning meeting and sit down with him and sit down with Tom Vozzo, who's their CEO, and talk to some of the people who they've helped. We've been working on this project for a while. We've had to bump it a few times because of all the news and politics, but we're really grateful to be able to bring it to you now. Our editor, Debbie Kim, has really worked hard on this one, and we hope you enjoy it and learn something from it, because we certainly did. So here is our special on Father Greg Boyle and Homeboy.
How you doing, my love?
He's described as a living saint.
Love you too, son.
Father Greg Boyle, praised by our poorest residents and our most powerful.
Reminds us of the power of redemption.
After he created the country's largest gang intervention program.
It's a place where people feel safe and seen and cherished.
On this special edition of The Issue Is, why it works and what we can all learn from it.
Father Grace just says, you know what? They just need to be loved.
This is an outlet to give me a second chance.
Having pops around is like having an angel around.
Welcome to a special edition of The Issue Is. We're reporting this week from LA's Chinatown at Homeboy Industries, the vision of the extraordinary Father Greg Boyle, who just recently got our country's top honor.
I want to surprise you with your drawing.
Homeboy's Sergio Velez drew Father Greg wearing his Presidential Medal of Freedom. He reads an original poem written for the man who created the world's largest gang intervention and rehab program.
An apostle he became. For centuries you will hear his name, Father Greg, the man who simply chose love to light the way. Thank you.
That medal, presented by President Joe Biden at the White House,
reminds us of the power of redemption, rehabilitation, and our obligation to those who have been condemned or counted out.
They were viewing it here live streaming, and they would film them watching me get this. And they all said the same thing, like, it felt like we were receiving this medal. It felt like the president was putting this medal around our necks, you know? And so I thought, good, that's as it should be.
So the left side, they make their legal appointments.
Uvaldo Cervantes loved watching Father Greg's ceremony.
That was so freaking awesome. I'm sorry, yeah, but it was so awesome.
Uvaldo says he found a home at Homeboy and is now a case manager.
Okay, and we're here for you.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right?
Yes.
It's a far cry from his gang life that caused him to spend more than 23 years behind bars.
I paroled with no money, no clothes, and no place to stay.
He says Father Greg changed everything for him.
Father Greg just says, you know what? They just need to be loved. Say, you know what? You are welcome here. You are wanted here. We see you. Nobody else will see us before.
It's a place where people feel safe and seen and cherished. And that's the model that we kind of put out to the world.
Greg Boyle, an LA native, first became a Jesuit priest in 1977. In 1986, he began serving as pastor of Dolores Mission Church in Boyle Heights, then the poorest Catholic parish in LA, and the epicenter of gang violence.
I buried my first person killed because of gang violence in 88. And then it was just morning, noon, and night, shootings all the time. And at one point I was burying 8 kids in a 3-week period.
He challenged the kids to get educated.
And I said, you know, if I found a school that would take you, would you go? And they all said yes, every single one. And then I couldn't find a school that would take them. So that kind of forced my hand. So we started a school up in what was the convent.
Then, when no one would give them jobs, he did. First jobs baking bread in what would become Homeboy Bakery.
It was an exit ramp, you know, off of this violent freeway. And so so then it galvanized the imagination of gang members. They went, oh, wait, you know, maybe we can leave.
Did you have sort of an aha moment where you realized this is my mission in life to do this work?
Yeah, probably. You know, at some point I said, you know, it's a vocation within a vocation within a vocation, you know. So I wanted to, I'm a Jesuit, you know, I'm a priest 40 years. I wanted to work with the poor. Here's a subset of the poor gang members. Mm-hmm. Of course, in those days, they were the most demonized.
Stay out of trouble.
That work profiled at the time by Mike Wallace for 60 Minutes.
He believes that providing jobs and education and unconditional love.
Father Greg calls them his homies.
Homies just wanted a job. I think we were job-centered to begin, but by year 15, we became healing-centric. And so that was kind of a key thing. That's when we said, no, you know, an educated gang member may or may not go back to prison. And a employed one may or may not. But then we thought, you know, a healed gang member will not ever reoffend, period. So that's when we kind of shifted probably 20 years ago.
What is a healed gang member? How do you define that?
I think somebody who's flourishing, somebody who's, you know, knows the truth of who they are, and they're able to live from that truth and to let love live through them and be resilient and sturdy in the world. You know, they're not going to unravel. And that's kind of an essential piece.
Good morning, family.
Good morning. Good morning.
Homeboy's healed employees now produce merchandise.
Father G. Thank you, Robert.
Books, pastries, cakes, bread, bagels, and many food options.
Enjoy them. Made with a lot of love and a lot of razzle dazzle.
Some sold on Homeboy's website. And some cooked fresh to order in restaurants like Homegirl Cafe, where the staff t-shirts read, quote, the coffee is hot, the pastries are fresh, and the food is bomb.
These various businesses, including the Homegirl Cafe, generate $13 million a year in revenue, which allow them to help 10,000 people a year that come through these doors.
Good morning, family.
One of them is Sergio Velez.
I just want to say thank you for everything.
He's the homie who surprised Father Greg with his drawing.
What does it mean to you to be able to give him this picture today?
It's real emotional. I don't know, I might cry, so it's a lot of emotions.
Sergio spent 15 and a half years behind bars, but finally decided to clean up his life after working at Homeboy.
This is an outlet to give me a second chance to better my life and provide for myself and my family.
Okay, are you ready, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
He's utilizing Homeboy's popular free tattoo removal service. They can see 80 patients a day.
Just to try to look normal and not be all covered up and have people quick to judge you, you know?
Sergio says his relationships at home are improving, and he recently landed his first acting role. He credits Father Greg.
What have you learned from Father Greg?
Humility, empathy, compassion, and just simply to love others as you want to be loved.
It is remarkable to feel the love in this building.
Oh, it is cool.
Everywhere you walk with Father Greg in this building, he's hugged.
My love.
People constantly telling him, I love you.
Love you too, son.
How do you define love?
Well, for us, love here is tenderness, you know? So if it just stays love, it's kind of in the ether or in the air or in your head, occasionally wandering into your heart. But if it's tender, it's connective tissue. It's you know, tenderness and the cherishing of another is really, you know, is love with its sleeves rolled up, you know? And it's engaged, fully engaged. And so there's nothing squishy about it, you know? And it insists exquisitely mutual. It's not me loving on you. Mm-hmm. It's real love, it's real tenderness, it's real cherishing. It's delighting in the person in front of you and valuing everything that this person is.
When somebody comes
here and comes to you, and they have been imprisoned, they have probably not had a whole lot of great role models in their lives, they feel broken to a degree. What do you do first? How do you lift them up? And what do you think so much of society gets wrong about people in those scenarios?
Well, I mean, again, I think it's never about morality or values or modeling even, you know? It's if people feel cherished and seen, then watch what happens. You don't have to teach them character. You don't have to build, you know, their value system. They're gonna know how to value other people because you've valued them. Mm-hmm. So it's never about, it's never like a teaching moment, but it's really more about a moment where people can inhabit the truth of who they are and then take it from there.
Good morning, Aaron Flooding.
Up next, the business leader who left corporate life to spend time with ex-cons instead.
Good morning, everybody.
Thank you for calling Homeboys. How can I help you?
Cynthia Weezer says without this job at Homeboy Industries, her life would be very different.
I'd probably still be in my neighborhood getting high or, you know, leaving my kids.
Cynthia says she was sexually abused at 9, pregnant at 15, and then stabbed by the father of her children.
That was just a whole bunch of chaos. Yeah. That was nothing but misery right there. But right here, it's all this right here is nothing but love.
She says Homeboy founder, Father Greg Boyle, who she calls Pops, taught her to love herself and others.
Having Pops around is like having an angel around. It touches all of our hearts.
Cynthia felt tremendous pride as her kids watched her graduate.
I am somebody different. I'm not the same person I was before. This place has brought my family together. Employment office? Yeah.
After Cynthia graduated from the program, she was hired on permanently by Homeboy.
All right, thank you. It brings a lot of joy in my mind, in my heart every day to wake up like, okay, I'm gonna get ready for work, you know. That right there showed me a lot of compassion.
Happy birthday, dear all y'all. Happy birthday to you.
Tom Vozzo had a very different path to his job at Homeboy.
Who would have thought a CEO with a math degree could kind of help out a gang intervention program, right? It doesn't make sense, but once you show up, you find your way.
Tom was president of the Aramark Uniform Group, a multi-billion-dollar global corporation.
Good morning, everybody.
In 2012, he volunteered at Homeboy and became its first ever CEO.
To be there so that when any gang member comes in for the first time asking for help, that we can say yes.
He writes about it all in his book, The Homeboy Way.
And I want to bring it up with the man himself, Mr. Tom Vozzo.
What is the Homeboy Way? And in many ways, you can say it's a lot of different things, but it's about helping the individual. You know, I came out of the corporate world. I ran a big business and built it for 26 years. Loved that part of my life. I'm still a committed capitalist. I think well-run companies are good for our society, mm-hmm. right? But also, I've recognized coming to Homeboy that society kind of forgets about the marginalized and the poor. Mm-hmm. And that in part of writing this book, I'm trying to show the business world that, oh, we can actually help out people on the margins of our society if we can provide good jobs. Listen, the poverty rate in America has been the same for 45 years. And when I think back about Homeboy, not only do we help people heal from their trauma, leave gang life behind, but we get them a job and a good job afterwards. Mm-hmm. And if Homeboy can get these folks a good job and get them on the straight and narrow, well, other organizations should just at least start hiring our people and to help them out as well. You know, in business, you hung out with a lot of rich people,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
And country club and that sort of life.
Yeah.
When you go back to that world after spending a day here, mm-hmm. what do you teach your friends in that world about what you learned here?
Yeah, well, first of all, I teach not to be preachy. I've learned not to be preachy about it, right? Because
yeah.
at Homeboy, it's about being humble and being in service to somebody else, right? And so most folks want to do the right thing to help. Help out their neighbor, help out the disenfranchised person. They just don't know how to get there and help, right? They're too stuck in their silos and their bubbles along the way. What Greg tries to teach us, and we read in his books, is that we should move ourselves to be on the margins with people on the margins of our society, and to be in relationship with them, not to be judging them, not to be telling them what they need to do. And so when my friends do ask me about it, I try to talk about the beauty that I've learned and the grace I've received by just being in relationship with these folks, former gang members, former felons, in my prior life I would never even think about. But they are the most authentic people and generous people I know. And just to be in relationship with them is pretty special. And so most people want to help out other folks, they just don't know how to make it happen.
How has Father Greg Boyle changed you?
Oh, boy, many, many ways, but I can kind of distill it down to this. Coming to Homeboy and seeing Father Greg and seeing the homies around, I now, as Greg says, you know, God is too busy loving us to be judging us. And that's now so deep in my fiber, I get it. And I feel blessed for that. And that's the biggest thing.
Bozo's main message, it's never too late to serve.
It's been the honor of my life to be a homeboy. I ask anybody who's listening, take that chance, go volunteer at a nonprofit, show up and be in relationship and community with people, and you'll find your way to put your skills to work.
When we come back, Father Greg on what so many politicians get so wrong.
I never thought I was ever gonna be free, but he showed me what freedom really is, and I love it. I love it just as much as I love homeboys.
I've heard so much about this place.
When the First Lady of the United States, Dr. Jill Biden, visited Los Angeles, she checked out Homeboy Industries, led by Father Greg Boyle. Boyle's program to turn convicts into productive citizens has drawn the attention of multiple presidents and popes. This year, the L.A. City Council declaring G-Day in L.A. in his honor. California Democrats asking Boyle to bless their convention.
Help us always to be in the world who you are, compassionate, loving, and kind.
In short, Homeboy has hosted a lot of politicians over the years, and Boyle considers himself a bit of a political junkie.
How do you process what's happening in the world of politics in the context of what you do here every day?
Well, no treatment plan has ever been conceived that was born of a bad diagnosis. So I think all the time in politics, you're always witnessing a bad diagnosis. And I learned that from the gang violence issue. You know, if you think just say no to gangs or get tough on gangs, or anybody who wants to be tough on crime is somebody who's not serious about actually reducing it. Mm. So it takes you a while to start to see, oh no, gang violence is about something else. What's the something else? And so you want to be able to get underneath it, and as the homies here say, find the thorn underneath. Then you go, oh, that's why. You know, so the violence is a language. What language is it speaking? Oh, it's about despair. It's about you know, a lethal absence of hope. It's about trauma. It's about damage. It's about wound. Yeah. So, but the problem is that people go, hey, I know what we can do. We can punish wound. Mm. And then Homeboy says, well, what if we healed wound? Wouldn't that be better? You know, so that's kind of how it works.
Yeah, I mean, you've met with pretty much everybody. Do you share that with them? Some of these political leaders?
Sure.
Do you think they hear you?
Who knows?
What are some of the key changes you wish that would be implemented in terms of our politics, in terms of our policy towards the poor?
You know, if we believe that everybody's unshakably good and we belong to each other, imagine what would happen, you know, to every vexing, complex social dilemma, mm-hmm. from crime to violence to homelessness to the mental health issues. They would all dissipate under the weight of embracing those two concepts.
Father Greg often thinks about the more than 260 kids he's had to bury over the years.
When you think back about them and think back about, I imagine, see their faces in your eyes, what goes through your mind as you remember them?
Difficult times, you know, where kids I loved killed kids I loved. And so that makes it even, you know, more difficult. But, you know, I've kind of been forced to, you know, put death in its place, you know. because I've had to deal with it so much. So then you try to make these lists of, you know, what are fates that are worse than death? There are a lot of those.
Like what?
Well, like not knowing the truth of who you are if you live this life without inhabiting your own truth. That's a fate worse than death. And then there are things more powerful than death, that love itself, you know, and tenderness is way, way more powerful than death. So it's important to compile those lists, know those lists, embrace those lists, and keep them close, because, you know, otherwise, if death is the worst thing that can happen to you, then you're going to be toppled by life itself, you know. So you want to make sure that, you know, you put death in its place.
Up next, the enduring legacy of Homeboy and Father Greg Boyle.
This is for my family.
It's graduation day at Homeboy Industries.
I want to thank everybody.
A moment many of these 90 high school and college grads never thought possible.
I've never had a high school diploma.
After battling addiction and a troubled home, Veronica Barajas is finally graduating at 50 years old, thanks to Homeboy's industry education program.
They gave me all the support and opening doors for us. I'm a business owner now. I did this for my husband and my children.
Ernesto Romero.
Homeboy founder, Father Greg Boyle, on hand to read every name.
Tommy Martinez.
This program, just a part of Boyle's legacy at Homeboy, giving a second chance to the previously incarcerated and gang-affiliated and their young families. In four decades, Boyle has helped thousands turn their lives around, including Uvaldo Cervantes, now gainfully employed after decades behind bars.
Hey, what do you think is Father Greg's legacy?
Us. The change. Everybody changes right here. Yeah, we came in one way, but we live the rest of our life another way in helping others.
Tom Vozzo is CEO here after most of his life in corporate America.
What do you think is Father Greg Boyle's legacy?
Well, listen, I think he's a living saint. His legacy is a disruptor. I mean, 35 years ago, he saw that to help these folks, you have to invest in them and love them unconditionally, right? And he's proven that that works, right? And I think that's really his legacy, that it's just to lean in and help people in the margins of our society.
Thank you, and let's all just have a productive and wonderful day.
The hope at Homeboy is to stand with the demonized so that the demonizing will stop.
We talk to a lot of people and have talked to a lot of, you know, so-called leaders, but you represent true leadership. And what you have done for our community and the model that you have created for the country is extraordinary and among the most impressive things I've ever seen anybody do.
Oh, well, thanks. So that's kind of you.
Thank you, honestly, for what you do. Thank you for inviting us in, and thank you for changing so many thousands of lives.
Oh, well, thank you.
Father Greg Boyle, thank you so much. Thanks for watching The Issue Is. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Father.
Sure.
Thank you so much for listening to this special edition of The Issue Is. Next week, back to the regular politics. We will have the chairman of the Republican National Committee, Mike Whatley, with us. We'll also be talking to Matt Mahan, the mayor of San Jose, coming to visit us in studio. In the meantime, I'm Alex Michelson. Thanks again for listening. Hope you'll like us, subscribe, tell people about us, share out this episode, and let people know about the good work that Homeboy is doing. Thanks so much for listening.